tape, that is, the music is largely edited out of it. You'll hear touches of some songs that I think will take you back. Of interest is the announcer's voice who introduces the news, and the first news item, and the style of the disc jockey of the time, and some of the slogans that we used as well. 13 minutes to 8, 7:47. Again, we repeat, this is a tape from October 24th, 1962. All right, here's what we sounded like in those days.
Charitable.
That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week. Large number of beautiful gift items, as well as Christmas decorations and centerpieces, will be on sale. Another public service message from CKBT, your friendly service station. Wednesday morning here on CKBT, the last word in music, the first word in news.
Isn't he lively?
Pacemaker news and weather, incidentally, on the half hour. 6:30 again, and let's say we entertain with Miss Brenda Lee and All Alone Am I. We can drop that temperature another degree and put it below freezing for the first time this fall. 31 degrees currently. We had some snow flurries last night, nothing that stayed, but just enough to let you know what's coming up. It's 16 minutes past 6 PT time on Wednesday morning, the 24th of October. 1 week tonight is Halloween. Percy, the morning mayor, until 9 o'clock, as is our wont. And our high today will be 40 degrees with a low tonight of just around 28. Mostly cloudy and cold today and tomorrow. The weatherman calls for that type of weather, kind of chilly. House of Air, it's a work and school day. We'll try and entertain and get you underway on time with a bit of a grin in the early a.m. I'm coming a couple of Percy's portraits from life. And a few other things, too. We think
Percy's portrait from life.
And make the day start off a little easier. Okay, then, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock.
142 of Peterborough.
And from the CKPT Hall of Hits in the year 1949. Little Dinah Shore sings Buttons and Bows. You know this one, certainly.
East of the...
It's 19 minutes after 6 PT time, and boy, I haven't had my coffee yet. That's what the trouble is.
Oh, no, it isn't.
I didn't even have any at home this morning.
You're just bad, that's all, Percy.
This is garbage collection day, and I always think of that about 5:35 a.m., that it's garbage collection day, and I have to gather it all up and get it out.
Oh, my.
Pardon me.
This show should go in it, too.
It's always one of those rush things so that nothing else gets done. Quite often, even the garbage doesn't get out.
Goodness gracious.
And I hear about that when I get home.
I bet you do.
It's 19 after 6 on CKPT, where the news is gathered every minute, delivered any second, our next edition at 6:30.
Listen to that. Gathered any minute, delivered.
Mr. Actor Bilk has a new one out. Very pretty. It's Charlie Chaplin's Limelight.
New song, Limelight. I can't stand it.
By giving the United Way to the 1962 campaign of the Peterborough Red Cross and Community Fund.
23 minutes after 6 PT time on Wednesday morning, the 24th of October, 31 degrees is about all we have. 40 will be the high. Mostly cloudy and cold today and tomorrow. Complete weather outlook on the half hour. It's 23 past the hour, and good morning to you. Just joining us, we're here until 9 a.m. Why don't you stand around for
as much of it? Because it's awful, that's why.
Be pleased to have you join us.
I was told to map.
I've been everywhere.
Like snow, and I've been everywhere. 26 minutes past 6 PT time. That's the song that this week on the PT parade is number 26. Been around for quite a while, and one of the better records in the last while. News and weather, pacemaker style on the half hour.
When there's a forest fire raging somewhere in Canada, please be careful and help to prevent forest fires. Another public service message from CKPT, your friendly service station.
This is the sound of Floyd Kramer's piano on the rebound.
You hurt yourself there.
Hey, middle of the working school week, and a kind of a chilly one, too. Complete
news. I'm still
news
saying that.
Right here, and then we'll be back with more of the music and such until 9 this morning.
Listen to the announcer's voice. Listen to the announcer's voice here. See if you can pick it up.
5 minutes to a CKBT Prop of the Past.
First,
Factual. 1420. PT reports the news.
CKPT Pacemaker News.
Harvey Curdy.
Pedometer reading is 31 degrees. The winds light the PT weather word clear.
Now,
Washington.
Listen
the United
to this
States
item.
Navy is moving swiftly to enforce President Kennedy's blockade of Cuba. Last night, President Kennedy signed a formal proclamation ordering the blockade imposed at 10 o'clock this morning. Shortly afterwards, the United States Navy radioed all merchant ships a special warning that the waters around Cuba may become dangerous. Meanwhile, Cuban area waters are being patrolled by carriers, cruisers, destroyers, and submarines of the United States Navy's Atlantic Fleet, while military planes patrol from the air. U.S. Defense Secretary McNamara says about 25 Soviet vessels now are moving towards Cuba, while 10 or 12 are in Cuban ports and about 25 others are steaming away from Cuba. He says it would be fair to presume some of them carry offensive weapons. He could not estimate when the first of these ships might reach the United States blockade force. Havana, Prime Minister Fidel Castro, in a television speech last night, called President Kennedy a pirate and said Kennedy's proclamation of an arms blockade against Cuba violates international law. Castro said it violates Cuban sovereign rights as well as the rights of other nations whose ships might be involved in the search on the high seas. Castro also said that anyone who tried to conduct an arms inspection inside Cuba had better come ready for combat. Washington, leaders in the United States Congress say that the U.S. might have to launch a full-scale military action against Cuba if Cuba refuses to dismantle its missile bases. Democratic leaders who are slated to confer with President Kennedy tonight are unanimous in the opinion that the risk of nuclear war is great, but they agree it is a risk the United States must take. Senate Republican leader Everett Dirksen says the situation is so tense that almost anything can happen. Ottawa, the House of Commons last night heard a conservative member accuse the United States of what he called unprovoked aggression in its Cuban arms blockade. The accusation was made by 41-year-old Edmonton lawyer Terry Nugent, who represents the Edmonton Strathcona constituency. His bombshell speech came near the conclusion of a quiet debate on finance. He said Canada ought to tell the United States that, as he put it, we cannot, as a nation with a national conscience, permit ourselves to be associated in an action which constitutes unprovoked aggression.
Well, that was October the 24th, 1962, and there you are facing nuclear war, and Percy's reading the news.
Well, it looks like there's going to be nuclear war today. Meantime, the pedometer reading is 61 degrees. Honest to good Lord, can you believe that? Do you believe that? Well, that's 6 minutes away, 7:54. We got some weather to throw in here, do you think?
Yeah,
okay, good. How about that? How about that?
I like the newscast.
Oh, did you get Harvey Kirk's voice? That was Harvey Kirk who did the introduction to the news.
First, back room, room.
And, oh, Lord. Masterpiece of modern modulation was one of the slogans we
hall
had there.
Hall of Hits.
The Hall of Hits, right. Just incredible. 5 minutes away. That was October the 24th, 1962.
Sincere has everything.
Picture a 20-inch color portable TV with one-button tuning and remote control. I don't sound much better, do I? Now, that's some picture, not to mention the big, bright, beautiful 20-inch picture itself. And Sincere says the picture's not complete yet. You get this beautiful portable with automatic fine-tuning and optimum color at the touch of a button for the low, low price of $549.98. I'm trying to sound better. Now, you'll probably say, where's the catch? But there's none at Simpson Sears. However, there is one thing we haven't told you yet. This low price of $549.98 also includes a TV stand with a swivel top valued at $29.98. So not only do you get 20 inches of big, bright, beautiful color, but you get a free stand to put it on. Get the picture? Get it from Simpson Sears today.
Simpson Sears is the store. Come and explore. Give us a ring. Simpson Sears has everything.
All right. We'll do some more old tapes for you through the next week or so. We have a program called Hello Peterborough. I want to do a cut from that. Maybe tomorrow, maybe Friday. Now time for the weather anyway, 4 to 8, 7:56, brought to you by Old Dutch Foods, makers of famous Old Dutch potato chips in a package with a windmill.
Old Dutch potato chips, Old Dutch snappy chips, crisp and crunchy,
loud and snappy,
Old Dutch potato chips.
Old Dutch, still everybody's flavor favorite.
Crisp and crunchy,
loud and snappy,
Old Dutch potato chips.
Ba-ba-bum. 3-8, 757. Yeah, if somebody tuned in the middle of that newscast, we're at war with Cuba, Mabel. Get up. Toe-to-toe nuclear warfare with the Ruskies. I didn't mean to scare you with that. That's from October 24th, 1962. I tell you what we'll do. We'll open up the phones after 8 o'clock, and we'll take comment on that show, whatever you care to say. Now you know where I got the phrase, get off the phone. Well, radio, of course, has improved a great deal. And how old were you on October 24th, 1962?
13.
13 years of
13.
Age. 13. That's enough to make you sick. I was only 17 myself. I was a boy announcer.
I was one of those people that would call you up and get told to get off the phone.
I didn't have anything that brilliant in those days.